right, confessions at 7, confessions AT7 at wild941.com. You can always hit us up. We have a confession from Edward G. It says, Dear Freak Show, my mother-in-law is trying me, and I don't know how to handle this. To be honest, she's my mother-in-law-to-be when my girl and I finally get married. But even though we're not official, we all live together and have been for the last 3 years. I proposed last Christmas, so she's definitely wifey, even though we're not official. Anyway, my girl had her mom, who is a teacher up in Georgia, come and stay with us because things are just rough back home with COVID and her being by herself and all the protests. She wanted her down here, so she's been down here for the last couple weeks. She's been she and I are in the house all day because my girl has been unfurloughed and back at work, and she is grinding to get hours. I'm working from home, and her mother walks around in panties and a top all the time. She lays out at our pool. She is the hot tub. Of course, I would never step to my girl. I would never step out on my girl with her mama, but I know what she's doing. My girl and her have words about it all the time. But when mom drinks or if she's feeling herself, she's even wanting to be nice, it just comes off wrong. I know when I was sick and I was laying on the couch, she brought me soup. And that's what a mama thing is supposed to be. But she was in panties and a top and it ended up sitting down next to me and checking my temperature and like feeling my head. And that's what my mama would do. So, I mean, it feels good to have somebody do that. But in the panties, leaning over, getting you crackers and all that other stuff, you can feel where it's going. The more I tell my girl, the more fighting happens and it gets bad. It gets bad where I think that it's going to be something that's going to be said or either something's going to be done. And I can't get in the middle of that. But when I don't say nothing, I feel like I'm betraying my girl, too. It would help if old girl was nasty. But I can see exactly where my girl is going because her mom and her are identical. And I see where my wife is going to be when she gets older, a.k.a. mama's a baddie. I'm trying to play this in a grown way, but I'm lost, man. And I need y'all advice. Edward G.
Mama is wrong. She knows what she's doing with the bra and the panties. She's trying to entice that young man, and he needs to stay firm. She's trying to do everything that
he sound like he firm.
She's trying to push his buttons. She knows what she's doing. Mama's wise. She's an OG. She has ulterior motives. I would watch out for sneaky mama.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what mom's thinking.
But wait though. If your girl is telling her no, It's between your girl. You can't check her mama. Like, that, right?
Not directly, but indirectly through your girl. She has to be the one that brings it up.
If that's how she walks around, it should only be one discussion where the daughter's like, this is uncomfortable, and then that should just change immediately. The fact that they have to even go back and forth arguing about the fact that she's wearing underwear in front of her daughter's fiance shows you that she knows what she's doing. She's doing it on purpose. She got a crush on her son-in-law.
Well, I mean, if you're listening out there, because the weird part is that this woman doesn't live there. She could easily be sent back to wherever she was. They said Georgia. I don't know, but they could send her back or whatever, but then that puts her back in whatever harm's way they were protecting her from. So if she's appreciative of it, then you just tell her, look, if you're going to stay here, you got to follow our rules. But that usually don't go right. And if you talk about when she's drinking, then mom just must be on vacation and just like sipping during the day or whatever. So now you got to now put rules down on mom, like you can't drink. Or, you know, whatever. I mean, I ain't saying that the dude is wrong, but, you know, if you don't want to fight with your girl's mom, I mean, because I've been in situations where I've been between a loved one and their mother, and that never ends well for the person who ain't family.
Right.
You know, so that's the one thing you got to remember. If you're not her son yet, you really don't want to get involved in that smoke. So this is your girl's fight with her mother. This ain't necessarily your fight. If you under them covers with a cold on the couch, you might just want to keep them covers on top of you right now and don't let mom get under.
don't let mom see what's going on under the covers right now.
Don't show mama that. Then keep your door locked when your girl is on. Matter of fact, quarantine yourself while your girl is at work. It is the Freak Show Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. All right, Edward G. wrote us. He has a mama-in-law, cougar-in-law, who is in the house, and his girl and his mom are fighting over the fact that she don't know how to act, wearing panties and tops and being all weird, and he's pretty much feeling like she's trying to get at him. So we got text 888-429-0941. How's he supposed to handle this?
We got a text out the 941. It says, F that, mom knows what she's doing. She's been told multiple times to protect that, to protect himself. He just needs to snap on her one time.
Snap?
Yeah, on the mama.
Okay. I mean, how about this? If you got some, because some people don't know how to act like appreciative. She's appreciative that he's putting her in the situation, but mom is basically thotting it up instead of, like, you know, being a mama. You know, and even when she tried, he said with the soup, she was like, you know, still bending over to get crackers with the panties on.
She know what she doing. she ain't slick. Ain't nothing slick about that.
Mom is trying to thot it up.
Someone said, damn, dude, just sit back and enjoy it. You told the girl she knows. Look all you want, fool, but don't touch.
Now, okay, all right, let's now. Now, if you came home, Vanessa,
yeah,
and your man is sitting there with your mama in her panties, and he ain't doing nothing, but he's doing what that caller just said, just watching and enjoying, are you mad at him or are you mad at mama?
First of all, I'm going to be way more mad at mama because she should know better. But I would, how he doesn't want to say anything because he doesn't want to get in the way. I think I would be more mad if he didn't say anything.
No, but I thought we said, like, you know, it's hard for somebody to check their somebody else's mama. This is like he's spoken to it. He's giving it to you. Y'all have fought about it. So it's an obvious thing. You don't want me fighting your mama. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be respectful because this is going to be my mama at some point. So I don't want to get in the middle of it because I can't, you can't get that back. That's your mom. Y'all are always going to be good. I'm going to be that ass.
But think about it. You want to be cool with your in-laws because because you're dating, you know, their child. If the daughter's already fighting with mom, they're already going at it. Then you don't need to worry about, you know, how you're being interpreted by mom because they're already beefing about the situation. So I think at that point it's okay to say something and be, and you know, you can say it not like put some pants on, but like in a way that's like, you know, I think your daughter would feel more comfortable if you walked around, you know, dressed.
My daughter ain't here right
way.
Now. Help me with this bra strap. That's what you need to do.
I think mom needs to.
I think
she needs an ultimatum. She can't just be living there indefinitely. She's putting a strain on this relationship. So now it's time for us to start getting an exit plan for her to get up on after so we can continue to live our lives.
Okay. All right.
She's becoming an unwelcome house guest.
And some panties. And apparently a baddie. Like if mama was ugly, this wouldn't be a problem. But apparently he's looking at mama. Yeah, mama got dragging some wagon on this thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.